This is Anglia Examinations, England. Listening Examination. Entry Level 3. Paper FF Intermediate 120. Instructions. Listen to the recording and answer the questions. You will hear each part of the recording twice. There will be a pause before each part so you can read the questions. There will be other pauses to let you think about your answers. When you hear the tone, you should write your answers on the question paper. Write clearly in the spaces provided. You must ask any questions now, as you cannot speak during the test. Listen to the first part of the test. Section L1. Listen to these 6 conversations and put a tick in the box which shows the correct answer to the man's question. The first one is done for you as an example.
A.
Who has Jane gone to visit? Is it her grandfather?
No, he lives with Jane. She's at a friend's house at the moment.
I thought Jane's grandfather lived with her aunt.
That was before. He lives with Jane and her mother now. B.
Where has Nick gone on holiday? Is it Italy?
He went to Italy last year. Maybe it's Greece.
He does like the sun, but I think he wanted to go skiing this year.
Ah, that's right. Switzerland. He's gone to the Alps. I remember he was trying to decide between there and Spain. C.
Why did Pam not go to her dentist's appointment? She's always on time for everything, usually.
Yes, she is. But she's had so much to do at work this week, I wouldn't have been surprised if she'd forgotten about it. But she rang them to cancel it.
Oh, was that because she had to work late?
It was actually because she's got a really bad cold. D.
What did Catherine find on the pavement? Did someone drop their wallet?
It was someone's school book for art lessons. She's put it in her bag and she's trying to get it back to the girl it belongs to.
Oh, right. How can she contact her?
Luckily, her name and phone number were written inside. E.
When does the film start? Is it 8 p.m?
No, that's our dinner reservation afterwards.
6:30 then? I'm just guessing. I've totally forgotten.
That would be a short film, wouldn't it? It's 6:15. We should be out by 7:30. F.
How does Jake get to school? Does he still go by bus?
Well, he got a new bike so that he could cycle to school, but he hasn't done that yet.
Why not? Has he decided to walk?
Yes, he has. There are lots of cars on the roads at that time. He's probably scared to use the bike when it's so busy.
Now listen to the first part of the test again.
A.
Who has Jane gone to visit? Is it her grandfather?
No, he lives with Jane. She's at a friend's house at the moment.
I thought Jane's grandfather lived with her aunt.
That was before. He lives with Jane and her mother now. B.
Where has Nick gone on holiday? Is it Italy?
He went to Italy last year. Maybe it's Greece.
He does like the sun, but I think he wanted to go skiing this year.
Ah, that's right. Switzerland. He's gone to the Alps. I remember he was trying to decide between there and Spain. C.
Why did Pam not go to her dentist's appointment? She's always on time for everything, usually.
Yes, she is. But she's had so much to do at work this week, I wouldn't have been surprised if she'd forgotten about it. But she rang them to cancel it.
Oh, was that because she had to work late?
It was actually because she's got a really bad cold. D.
What did Catherine find on the pavement? Did someone drop their wallet?
It was someone's school book for art lessons. She's put it in her bag and she's trying to get it back to the girl it belongs to.
Oh, right. How can she contact her?
Luckily, her name and phone number were written inside. E.
When does the film start? Is it 8 p.m?
No, that's our dinner reservation afterwards.
6:30 then? I'm just guessing. I've totally forgotten.
That would be a short film, wouldn't it? It's 5:45. We should be out by 7:30. F.
How does Jake get to school? Does he still go by bus?
Well, he got a new bike so that he could cycle to school, but he hasn't done that yet.
Why not? Has he decided to walk?
Yes, he has. There are lots of cars on the roads at that time. He's probably scared to use the bike when it's so busy.
Now listen to the second part of the test. Section L2. Listen to this passage about Archaeopteryx and write the words which are missing in the spaces given. Remember to write two words in each space. The first one has been done for you as an example.
Archaeopteryx was a bird-like dinosaur that lived 150 million years ago. Dinosaurs evolved into birds, and Archaeopteryx is often considered the most famous example of the stage when dinosaurs became birds. Archaeopteryx was the size of a bird like a crow. It had sharp teeth, broad wings, feathers, and a long bony tail. It was unlikely to be capable of full flight, even though it is so closely related to birds today. Instead, it probably used its wings to help it travel further through the air when jumping from tree to tree. Between the 19th century and early 21st century, Archaeopteryx was agreed by most experts to be the oldest known bird. Older examples have since been identified, but Archaeopteryx remains the best known. This is mainly because of the excellent quality of a fossil, which is now on display in a museum in Berlin. It was found in 1875, and its head, whole body, and wings are clearly visible. Although 12 different fossils have been discovered, scientists are not certain that they are all the same kind of species. We still know very little about this creature. Experts are continuing to learn about this link between modern birds and these ancient dinosaurs.
Now listen to the second part of the test again.
Archaeopteryx was a bird-like dinosaur that lived 150 million years ago. Dinosaurs evolved into birds, and Archaeopteryx is often considered the most famous example of the stage when dinosaurs became birds. Archaeopteryx was the size of a bird like a crow. It had sharp teeth, broad wings, feathers, and a long bony tail. It was unlikely to be capable of full flight, even though it is so closely related to birds today. Instead, it probably used its wings to help it travel further through the air when jumping from tree to tree. Between the 19th century and early 21st century, Archaeopteryx was agreed by most experts to be the oldest known bird. Older examples have since been identified, but Archaeopteryx remains the best known. This is mainly because of the excellent quality of a fossil, which is now on display in a museum in Berlin. It was found in 1875, and its head, whole body, and wings are clearly visible. Although 12 different fossils have been discovered, scientists are not certain that they are all the same kind of species. We still know very little about this creature. Experts are continuing to learn about this link between modern birds and these ancient dinosaurs.
Now listen to the third part of the test. Section L3. Listen to the passage about David Attenborough and decide if the following sentences are true or false, or if the passage doesn't say. Put a tick in the correct column. There will now be a 20-second pause to allow you to read the questions.
David Attenborough is famous for presenting BBC nature shows in the UK. He was born in 1926 in West London, but grew up in the city of Leicester, where his father was principal at the university. His parents had three sons, with David being the middle child. Like most Britons at that time, the family did not own a television. In fact, by the age of 18, David had only seen one TV programme. He won a scholarship to Cambridge University, from where he graduated with a degree in natural sciences in 1947. David was then called up for national service in the Royal Navy. When he had completed his service 2 years later, he got his first job at the BBC. He had applied for a job in BBC Radio, but was rejected. Instead, he was hired for television. In his first show, he travelled the world, catching animals to put in a zoo. David was allowed access to certain research centres, including mountain gorilla sanctuaries. His best-known series, Life, first aired in 1979. He has a TV career of over 60 years. Many plants and animals are named after him, including a mountain wildflower discovered in Britain in 2015.
Now listen to the third part of the test again.
David Attenborough is famous for presenting BBC nature shows in the UK. He was born in 1926 in West London, but grew up in the city of Leicester, where his father was principal at the university. His parents had three sons, with David being the middle child. Like most Britons at that time, the family did not own a television. In fact, by the age of 18, David had only seen one TV programme. He won a scholarship to Cambridge University, from where he graduated with a degree in natural sciences in 1947. David was then called up for national service in the Royal Navy. When he had completed his service 2 years later, he got his first job at the BBC. He had applied for a job in BBC Radio, but was rejected. Instead, he was hired for television. In his first show, he travelled the world, catching animals to put in a zoo. David was allowed access to certain research centres, including mountain gorilla sanctuaries. His best-known series, Life, first aired in 1979. He has a TV career of over 60 years. Many plants and animals are named after him, including a mountain wildflower discovered in Britain in 2015.
That is the end of the listening test. You will now have 3 minutes to check your answers. Your listening paper will then be collected.